This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Another annual town meeting day is upon us today, but despite efforts to boost participation by holding meetings in the evening or on Saturday, attendance continues to decline. VPR's Steve Zinn reports on some new efforts to boost participation.
10 years ago, Susan Clark and Frank Bryan wrote a book that took the pulse of town meeting and argued for its importance. The book, called All Those in Favor, reported town meeting attendance had fallen over the previous decades. Now, an updated edition says the decline continues. The most recent data shows just 11% of registered voters attended their town meeting. Clark says much of the decline is due to waning participation in larger communities, but there are other factors that may be in play, like state control over issues that were once entirely decided on a town level. To boost participation, she suggests larger communities consider a representative town meeting, similar to Brattleboro's, or a hybrid approach that allows citizens to make decisions, including altering items on the warning at a floor meeting, and then vote on them by Australian ballot at a later date. Clark says such a model preserves the most important aspect of town meeting, the ability to discuss and shape local budgets and policies.
We've learned from town meeting data that when we move decisions away from people, the citizens will turn away. They're too busy for informational meetings where they don't have any power, and they lose connection when the issues that they're asked to address are predetermined.
Some smaller towns are also taking steps to improve attendance. Bethel has established a town meeting committee, which has made a number of recommendations. This year, the meeting has been moved from town hall to the more accessible school. Child care is being provided, and local groups are encouraged to set up exhibits at the meeting. Victoria Weber, who serves on Bethel's committee, says the town report has also been redesigned to make the budget and its impact on taxpayers more understandable.
So there's a pie chart. There's, if your house is valued at $100,000, it'll be this many more dollars. There's a table of contents at the beginning. So the improvements to the town report have been really a big thing.
Weber's husband, Davis Dimmick, who also serves on the town meeting committee, says boosting attendance is really a means to an end, which is engaging more people in what's happening in their community.
So they feel more comfortable in partaking, and then they can lend a hand to help create, help shape Bethel's future.
Another new feature at Bethel's town meeting is free pie for those who show up. Committee members hope this and the other small changes will add up to more participation in town affairs. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.